This week on Senior Voices, Mary Jane Martin talks about her early life in rural Alabama and has some good advice to pass on to her grandkids. She shared her story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Cynthia Wallace King.
I was born November 22, 1942, in a small town called Wedowee, Alabama. My parents were Rosa Satterwhite and S.B. Satterwhite, and we lived on a 168-acre land that we cultivated and worked. We planted cotton, corn, peppers, peas, peanuts, sugarcane, anything that could be planted, we planted it, trust me. We had cows, which I couldn't milk. My two brothers did. We had horses and mules, which we used the mules to plow the fields. So I am a farm girl. I came to Dayton in 1972, and as I was up here, I met a young man, which I'm still with, and so we got married, and he didn't know that my kids was mine when we was courting. He thought they was my sisters and brothers, and I thought they were just sisters and brothers. He said, well, it's too late now to be wearing my kids. We have been dating, I believe, almost 3 years, I think. And he said, it's too late to be wearing my kids. I said, well, I'm just letting you know, because obviously you didn't know. He thought it was my mom and dad kids. So I guess I've had a pretty funny life, I guess. There's one thing that will keep you from learning. You'll miss a lot of things if you don't learn to listen. You have to listen, because if you're running your mouth and not listening when people are talking to you, there's going to be a lot of stuff you're going to miss that you should have heard. So I just would like for them to learn to listen and only speak when and speak if necessary. Be good listeners. So that is definitely, and to just work hard and remember that God loves them, and I love them, and want them to have the best, to be the best that they can be.
That was 75-year-old Mary Jane Martin speaking with Cynthia Wallace King as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Zeb Reichert. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible by the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.